I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1941. That was the day a general strike by workers against the Nazis took place in Amsterdam. The Nazis had begun the occupation of the Netherlands in the spring of 1940. The German occupiers implemented a series of increasingly repressive anti-Semitic laws. In response, some young Jewish men in the city formed self-defense groups. They clashed with the occupiers and local residents who supported the Nazis' policies. To make an example against Jewish resistance, on February 22nd, the Nazis rounded up more than 400 Jewish young men in Amsterdam. They were deported to a series of concentration camps where most were killed. The Communist Party in the city issued a call for workers to stand up against this anti-Semitism. Their call was to strike, strike, strike. Working groups across the city responded. The general strike began on this day in labor history, with public tram drivers leading the strike, causing public transportation to ground to a halt. Factories and department stores all stood silent. Students walked out of classrooms. The next day, the strike spread to other nearby towns and villages. The Germans' response was quick and harsh. It crushed the strike on its third day and leveled a severe blow to Dutch anti-Nazi resistance organizing. It's estimated that between 75 and 80% of the Netherlands' Jewish population perished in the Holocaust. In 1952, a large statue called the Dock Worker was commemorated in Amsterdam in memory of the workers' strike. Each year, a ceremony is held at the statue to recall when workers stood up together against hate and to renew the promise to never forget the victims of the Holocaust. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.